You might not expect coral to thrive in Southeast Alaska, but it exists in the silty waters of glacial fjords. Now, scientists are wondering if the coral, which serves as important fish habitat, could be in danger from an invisible threat, ocean acidification. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Inside a lab at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Juno headquarters, Bob Stone is showing me a red tree coral plucked from the bottom of Tracy Arm Fjord. This one is dried, the color of ramen noodles.
If you kind of feel it, it feels like popcorn.
But in the wild, he says it's an intense red, like the color of salmon roe. Stone is a fisheries research biologist at NOAA. And until fairly recently, he didn't know that coral could exist here.
Well, until 2003, nobody did. Or if they did, they weren't telling.
Around 2004, someone did tell. Stone was giving a seminar, and a person from the audience came up to him. They said they had seen this type of coral in a glacial fjord in Southeast Alaska.
And I said, no, you didn't. And they showed me the specimen, and it was indeed that.
The next year, NOAA received the funding to go see for themselves. Stone had his doubts because red tree coral typically lives far below the ocean surface, in places like the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea, at depths of more than 2,000 feet. Glacial fjords, on the other hand, can be shallow, but its unique landscape replicates the environment of deeper water, so the coral can thrive. For Stone and the other scientists, that was a huge surprise.
First time I saw one, I was amazed. I didn't know what I was looking at. They're almost more of an orange color, but they're just a huge reddish-orange tree underwater. They're, to me, one of the more beautiful animals I've ever seen.
It also serves a very important function. Stone says scientists call the thickets of red tree coral little forts because they're hideouts for small species, like fish and crab. But around the same time scientists were discovering just how versatile this coral could be, they were also becoming increasingly concerned about changes in the ocean.
By the early 2000s, you know, we had sort of come to recognize that the ocean actually was increasing carbon dioxide level, that ocean acidification was happening.
That's Tom Hurst. He studies the effects of climate change on marine life at a NOAA lab in Oregon, and his primary focus is commercial fisheries in Alaska. He says, in part, the reason our oceans are becoming more acidic has to do with us.
Primarily from the burning of fossil fuels. So you're taking all this carbon that was stored underground in the form of coal and oil, and as we burn it, we're releasing all of that.
And that becomes carbon dioxide, which gets absorbed into the water. Now you've got a cocktail for ocean acidification. Still, Hurst says a big piece of the puzzle that's missing for scientists is what that can mean for marine life.
We don't really yet have a good handle on which of those things are going to be affected, how much they're going to be affected, and then how those effects are going to translate and sort of ripple through the rest of the food web.
Already in Washington state, ocean acidification has been linked to oysters not being able to fully develop their shells. As far as we know, that hasn't happened in Alaska yet. But scientists have named places like Southeast Alaska and the Aleutian Chain as potentially threatened spots. Hurst says what's next is figuring out how, not if, ocean acidification will impact different forms of sea life.
I think I have one over here.
Back at the NOAA lab in Juneau, Bob Stone is showing me a baby pollock suspended in a bottle. Typically, the coral helps shield the baby fish from predators.
This one here, I actually collected in a coral by hand.
Discovering the red tree coral in the glacial fjords has an added bonus. It makes it easier for scientists to retrieve, since it's shallow water. Now Stone is conducting an experiment to see how much ocean acidification could hurt the coral down the line. It has an easily dissolvable skeleton, and scientists are wondering if the added chemicals in the water could make it harder for the coral to reproduce. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.